Welcome back to this special edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, the extension of the Christmas season. Along with us, my daughter Amanda. Say hello.
Hello.
Why did you say it like Zsa Zsa Gabor when she was 25?
Hello.
You never talk like that. Did you slip and go into your sexy college voice?
Or
when I'm away from my parents' voice?
Yeah. I don't do that.
You don't do that?
Nope.
All right, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's her voice that she uses when Dan comes home from work.
Yeah.
And they go to separate sleeping quarters.
Yeah.
Dan's daughter, Alyssa, is here. Alyssa, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
And, of course, Dan Peon, I'm here, and it is a very special edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It will get underway once I tell you something that just happened today that has to do with MD Health and Wellness. My daughter said, I want to do that. She wants to do the HCG diet. So we have made an appointment, and she will be losing. How much you want to lose?
I would like to lose at least 20 pounds.
She will be losing. I'm going to go ahead now in advance and say she will be losing 20 pounds. MD Health and Wellness. Now, HCG is something I can't explain because I'm not a doctor, but you inject yourself. Alyssa, have you ever been overweight? Because you've always been thin and slim, and you've never been overweight, have you?
I don't think I'm overweight, no.
Well, you'd know it if you were overweight.
Yeah. But all girls always say, something makes me look fat.
Yeah.
They put something on and it always makes them look fat. They don't like it.
You just characterized all women as being so self-absorbed. Peon, isn't that the way you heard it?
Yeah. They all have something that they think they look fat in.
Because he said all women.
All women are overweight.
Yeah. Way to go.
That's what I hear.
No, they're not.
Right, your daughter right here has said she's never been overweight.
Yeah.
Never had a weight problem.
Dan, I know what you're talking about. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Amanda.
So, MD Health and Wellness, if she does the HCG program, which is what I did, she will have to give herself injections. Alyssa, could you do that? Could you give yourself a shot?
No.
Yes?
I can't give myself a shot.
Well, that's what almost everybody says. You'd be surprised. Yes, you can. The needle is the size of a hair. It's nothing. And when I say you don't even feel it, you don't feel it. Man, are you going to be able to do that? Give yourself a
little
shot.
I'll do it.
You'll do it.
But is it like one of those? It's not a syringe where you're actually putting it in.
No, it's a hypodermic needle.
Oh, it is?
It's a syringe.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Those little styptic,
whatever
those are.
This is the real deal. It's nothing. It's nothing. And in a month, between that and an appetite suppressant and them preaching to you about that it is what it's always been, this weight problem. It's calories, calories, calories. It always has been. It's about calories and how to cut them down. So they give you a jump start, and the rest is up to you. Now, Amanda will tell you, because she'll be the first, because her mom has trained her to criticize me. She'll be the first
Wait,
to
what?
Tell you it's not true. You can tell dramatically that I lost weight, right?
Yeah, but I don't criticize you. That's just mom.
Oh, you're right. That is just mom. That's her job. And she does it well. She does it very well. So this is going to be great. You're actually going to get started on this hopefully in about 2 weeks or so. So
yes.
Here's what I'll do. I'm putting this out in front of all the people listening. And now that's pressure. The pressure's on. Because if you don't lose the 20 pounds, guess who looks bad? Daddy. What happens if Daddy looks bad? He gets fired. Then what happens? We have nothing. And so there.
Man.
So you have no. You have pressure now. You have to lose 20 pounds. So
we'll
keep you posted. It'll start in a couple of weeks. For the rest of you, listen to me. Type 2 diabetes. My goodness, why wouldn't you want to go to people who have experience reversing that? Get rid of it. Low testosterone. You may not want to admit it. If you're 40 or over, you have a low T issue unless you're a freak of nature. Believe me, you do. And then, of course, weight loss. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com. Oh, Jerry. Oh, Jerry, I got on here. Kind of college Jerry coming on. Man, do you know who that's an impression of if I say, oh, Jerry?
No.
Jerry, Connie, Colin, Jeffrey coming in. Everybody, love somebody, something. Now, who's that?
Dean Morgan.
Oh, listen.
Dean told her to.
It is Dean Martin.
Make your feelings.
No, she's a singer. They know other singers. And Colin Jeffrey right now is saying, hey, what about me? Get me on. Let's get him on here.
Who's Colin?
Who's Colin?
I'm just kidding.
Now, that'll make him feel good. Colin Jeffrey is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. Would you please welcome Colin Jeffrey?
Wow. Oh, hey, Frank, Amanda, Alyssa, how's everyone?
A bigger audience probably today than you've ever had.
That's, hopefully they'll stick around.
Colin also has a daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
How old is she now, Colin?
She's 5.
Listen to this. We get a trio.
Oh, yeah.
We get, oh, my goodness, her name.
McKenna.
We get McKenna.
I just thought you were doing a McGraw impression.
McKenna.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that. Never. Wow. Talk about crossing the line. All right. Blame it on the residual eggnog in his system.
Yeah, no, that was not in his right mind.
You cannot hold him personally responsible for what he just did. Boy, I never have done that.
Oh, man.
So we have the Archie, McKenna, and Carson, my grandson, trio.
Oh, my gosh. Look
now,
at that.
Now we got something.
Oh. What about us?
Well, you're older.
We're not in the trio.
We won't be a part of it anymore, Alyssa.
Oh, man.
They don't care about us.
Alyssa and Amanda, let me give you a little advice. When you get older, the world does not want you.
Okay? Yeah.
Dan, am I right?
You're getting close.
Listeners will speak.
How old are you, Dan?
How old am I?
58. Okay.
48. Yeah.
21.
You're just about. I didn't. No, I'm not asking for his IQ. So, when you get older, like 60, and people, look at that
the
old
cuteness
person.
Has worn off. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you lose out to little cute kids like Archie, McKenna, and Carson. I got to tell you, that would be a great show, wouldn't it? Those three of them in here singing, that would be fantastic. But for now, we have Colin Jeffrey to talk to us about entertainment. Now, before you start here, and Bill Cleveland may just have to be late. This is a special edition, all right, of the show. I had never seen Miracles from Heaven with Jennifer Garner. Was it Garner? It's Garner.
Garner.
And it was on. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Miracles from Heaven?
No.
It's based on a true story of this little girl who had a really horrible disease that was often fatal. And then she has an accident, and I'm not going to tell you anymore.
Oh, I saw the trailers to this. Yeah.
Well, not recently, because it's been out for a long time.
No, I saw the trailers when it was before.
So I watched it just because it was on. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, here's something else that I saw. When Harry Met Sally was on, folks, I think we all forgot what a great movie for Harry Met Sally. My goodness, when Harry Met Sally, would you agree, Colin?
Yes.
Well written, the perfect casting.
Absolutely.
All around great.
Carrie Fisher crushed it in that. That relationship, the married couple that they both know. Oh, they were great.
And
they're both dead now.
I'm tightening my microphone thing here. No, they are.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what's interesting to me? You said, and they're both dead now. And then, Peon, what did you hear? Dan burst out laughing.
Well, all I heard was microphone.
Yeah, that's not what I heard.
No, I think what most of us heard, and Peon will agree, as I said, and Colin said, and they're both dead now. And Dan goes, wow, listen, how can you laugh if your dad's disrespect? Oh. My goodness.
Well, some people deal with death differently.
It's nervous
than
laughter.
Yes, it is.
But you're right. Carrie Fisher was Colin in When Harry Met Sally. And maybe that's the reason they ran it, except they did it. She hadn't died yet. Maybe it's just coincidence, but it's a great movie. And if you don't mind, I know this is your segment.
That's fine.
But I'd also like to. I saw Lion. Now, I get an advanced screener because I am.
Put him up.
It's a different line.
I am the king of the forest. best.
Amanda.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We have two of them now.
Out of control. Lion, folks, is just, I think it just hit the theaters. I get a pre-screener, they call it, because, now this is going to sound like I'm making up, but it's not. I am a member of the Screen Actors Guild. Ooh. Yes, that is right. So I saw Lion. What a story. And Peon, you like documentary. This is a true story. Do you know the story?
Yes, Paul Harris reviewed this on
and Colin.
Yes, sorry.
It is Colin. What a movie.
Yes.
And what a story. Mm-hmm. And then last, and you can take off from here, last night, Amanda, her mom, and I went to see La La Land.
Yes. I'm guessing you didn't care for it.
I don't. Yeah, that's exactly right. I didn't care for it, but they loved it. It's a. Let me tell you something.
Who?
Huh?
Who loved it?
Ma.
Yeah.
This is without a doubt a chick flick. This is for women, not all women. Gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you, if to appease her, you say, okay, sure, I'll go see La La Land. Take a barf bag with you, because it's a musical, and it's not, no, I didn't do it for
it me. Is my favorite movie of the year.
Well, of course it is. And here now to tell you
whose
why.
Whose segment is this?
What?
Whose segment is this? I just got a little confused.
Yeah. Well,
you'll learn soon. They're all his.
Oh, I know.
All of them are.
I know.
Now see that hurt. It's Colin Jeffrey. Do you know who he is?
He snorted.
Yes, I do, but he hasn't said a word yet.
We're going to fix that right now. Colin, it's all yours.
Hey, thanks a lot, Frank. A couple movies out.
Thanks, Amanda.
You're welcome.
None of them are worth buying. Snowden was disappointing with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. When the Bell Breaks was just a middling thriller that's not really worth it. And American Honey, Shia LaBeouf isn't the worst part about it, but still not my favorite movie of the year.
I tell you, I wrote a movie years ago, and it was turned down by all the studios. It was about a guy. He's walking along, and poop just falls out of his butt. It just falls out, just like 10 pounds of poop, called When the Bowels Break.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this is laughing.
Is this a true story with someone you know?
Yes. And I'm not about to name me. I mean him. I'm sorry. Colin, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that is fine. And instead of looking at what's on TV this week, because there's not a lot of new TV, I'm going to give you a few shows to keep an eye out for in 2017. How's
well,
that sound?
As President Obama once said, I'm all ears. Go ahead.
And if you haven't, it's worth watching on Netflix, Barry, the sort of biopic about President Obama in college. It's good. Okay. It's enjoyable. In January, and if you don't watch FX, you probably haven't seen anything about this, but Taboo. It stars Tom Hardy, set in the early 1800s. He's presumably dead in Africa, but comes back to London and has to learn the intricacies of his father's shipping business. Oh, if you think, oh, this sounds boring. No, it's really that there's a lot of something weird is going on with Tom Hardy's character. There's a lot of intrigue, murder. It's going to be good. It's a shorter series, FX, and they poured a lot of money into this. So.
Has anybody else ever heard the expression, Hardy har har?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What is that?
I don't know.
For laughing?
Hardy, har, yeah. Har.
Oh, yeah. So you somebody will say something, it's not, they think it's funny, but you don't, you go, hardy, har, har. Man, have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Yeah. sidebar. Go ahead, Colin.
No, that's fine. So Taboo premieres early in January. A series of unfortunate events. Alyssa and Amanda, did you guys ever read these books?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
So Netflix is
which books?
A series, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
No.
Lemony Snicket.
Mm-hmm. That's his name.
Okay.
It's just they're good books. A little dark, but still kind of. They tell a story of what two kids write.
Dirty words in them. Yeah. Like dirty words in the books.
No
dirty words.
Mm-mm. They're kids' books.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris in this case, takes on the role of Lemony Snicket. It's going to be on Netflix. This is going to be, I think, fun for most of the family. If you've got sort of tweenish age kids, they'll enjoy it. The Young Pope, I'm very excited for this on HBO. Jude Law plays a young American who is elected Pope.
I don't get him.
I don't understand that.
He's what, like a Pope? Bland. No. Jude Law, he's just such a like a bland guy. He's one notch above Hugh Grant to me.
Well, in this, he plays this young American elected Pope, and everyone's thinking, oh, we'll get this youth, this energy in the papacy, and it'll be good for the church. Instead, he comes in and decides, yeah, I'm just going to tear this down. We're going to go back to being the old Catholic Church. People aren't going to know what happens. We're not just going to be, oh, we're welcoming of everyone. He's going to go back to like a hardline, older Catholic Church. This premiered at the Venice Film Festival, the first two episodes, and it got rave reviews. This is on HBO, the middle of January. The Young Pope is what
now,
this
listen, is. Now, listen, do you know who Jude Law is?
Yes.
You like him?
Yeah, I like him.
You know that song? Of course he likes that song. Hey, Law.
Is that funny, really?
It was a good song.
Yeah, good song, not a good joke.
It was kind of funny when I first did it like 8 years ago. Okay, somebody's in timeout. Go right ahead, Colin.
24 Legacy, they're going back to the 24 shows, except this time it's not about Kiefer Sutherland's Jack Bauer. Instead, it's about Eric Carter, if you're familiar with the shows. 24 Legacy premieres on Fox in early February.
I've tried to watch it. I've tried to binge watch it. It became always the same show to me.
I can understand that.
He's beating the clock. Is he going to make it? Yeah, he made it.
I was not a huge fan of 24, but people love that show, so we'll check it out. Hopefully it'll be a bit more interesting with a new leading character in it.
All right.
A show on HBO in February called Crashing. Judd Apatow is producing this comedy. It has Pete Holmes as the lead character. His wife leaves him. He's a comedian in real life, and in this show, he plays a comedian. His wife leaves him, and so his life becomes going around and sleeping on the couches of other comedians. It's semi-autobiographical, according to Holmes, but I like him. I think this will be funny and worth a look in late February. Crashing.
All right, let me interrupt you, and I have to interject this. If I don't, I'll forget it. I just got a text from a good friend. By the way, Amanda, the rat at the lake says you.
Yeah,
did.
I love the rat.
Great job. And he just sent me a text saying, hey, Carrie Fisher died. Well, I knew that hours ago, but I'm glad he did that because it reminds me. I wanted to ask you, and I don't mean this in any way to diminish anything she's done. To me, okay, it's just Carrie Fisher. I heard a news person this morning say one of Hollywood's biggest icons, Carrie. Really? If you're a Star Wars fanatic, okay, wasn't she early on? And so, well, outside of
she
that,
was Princess Leia.
A lot of people were Star Wars crazy fans.
But what am I missing about why Carrie Fisher is such a great actress?
I don't know that they're saying she was necessarily a great actress for all time.
The industry liked her.
She was iconic for that reason. She has other roles when when Harry Met Sally is probably the ultimate romantic comedy.
I met the Pillsbury Doughboy, I said, is this all you do? He said, I got other roles. I just made that up.
He can't help it.
You believe
Did anyone
it?
Laugh?
Oh, man, I hate it. It just turned out to be funnier than I am by far.
But then she also, when she stepped away from acting, she was very outspoken about her issues with
cocaine, LSD, marijuana. She did it all.
Mental health. She was just an advocate for people, and I think that earned her.
I will tell you this: when I watched Harry Met Sally, she was fantastic in that, and she was cute, and I think a decent actress.
Yeah.
On her own. Okay, for those who don't know, her mom's Debbie Reynolds, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, and that scene when she whips out a Rolodex when Harry Met Sally, when Meg Ryan comes to her and is looking for someone, it's just, we all knew either a mother like that who always had, oh, I've got the perfect man for you. Yeah, we all knew that. That was a very relatable role. Right. And then one more show I want to turn you on to is, I don't know, if you're not a fan of the superhero genre, I can understand that. But here's one you may want to check out. FX is doing superhero movie called or show called Legion. But unlike everyone in capes and running around and saving the day, instead, this tells the story of a mutant who has telepathic powers, but he thinks he's going insane. He just thinks he's insane. And so as opposed to it being this heroic character, this is someone who is struggling to stay sane and doesn't realize he has this power. That premieres early in February on FX. And then if I can, I just want to mention two other shows.
Well, now, hang on. I don't know if we want
can
to.
I, Ian?
Let's have a conference about it.
Yes.
Well,
Alyssa, what do you think?
I'll say yes.
All right. That settles it. Go ahead, Colin. Take more time.
Fair enough. The Deuce is coming to HBO this year.
I don't think we want to be using that word.
I think you do, though. Because the deuce.
The Deuce.
Oh, okay, the Deuce.
Yeah,
okay.
This is from David Simon.
Remember who they call the Deuce? Well, Pilgrim?
Yeah. No, that was the Duke.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Thank goodness we have those sounds. No one would know it was a joke.
You took a comedy course in school. Yeah, too. Go ahead, Colin.
The Deuce, it's from David Simon, who did The Wire, Homicide, Life on the Streets, Treme. He's done a lot of work. This tells the story of 1970s and 80s, the world of porn. I know sounds weird, but I think it's going to
stop and explain something to Alyssa and Amanda.
What's porn?
Well, and Alyssa had that puzzle look on her face, like, what? Girls, this is video taken of people having relations, sexual relations, and
what's
people.
What's that?
Don't go any further.
And they get people watch that. That's what porn is. Because you're going to be exposed to it in your life. So I just thought they should know that. Go ahead, Colin.
No, that's fine. And the last show.
You sneak in on your dad one day.
Ew. What? Don't ever.
Whoa. Oh, man. You took that.
Sneak in the room and your dad.
Hold on.
No, you took that somewhere. It didn't.
No. Yeah. No, sorry.
Edit it out.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Big Little Lies on HBO. I believe Reese Witherspoon had a hand in this. It's three seemingly sort of normal traditional
girls. What that sound?
And by the way, remember we were mentioning how you always interrupt segments?
Yeah.
Is that happening?
Is it happening like now?
Yeah, like 20 times already.
Yeah. I can't help it.
Wow, she's reprimanding me.
I can't tell if she's standing up for me or just saying, like,
I'm
if you stop
you.
Talking, but this would be over by now.
I think there are things they should know. Like, they hear that sound. Bar, bar, bar. I don't want them to walk away and they look at each other and go, what was that sound? What did that mean?
No,
it's just like a slinky, right? Like a
bling. Oh, it was a bouncy ball.
Yeah, bouncy ball.
Right.
Yeah.
The world of comedy, and that's the world we live in. We're professionals. That is a known sound to indicate that something funny had happened.
Yeah.
Like a drum.
That's all it is.
Tell people. Okay.
Exactly. All right. Go ahead, Colin.
Big Little Lies tells the story of three sort of seemingly normal suburban moms living their life. Their world spins out of control, and there's definitely a murder involved here early on. In the show. That's early February. Reese Witherspoon is involved with this, along with David E. Kelly, who did
Everything.
Everything, yes. But
Reese Witherspoon is interesting to me. Alyssa, do you think she's cute?
Yeah, I think she's pretty.
Amanda? Reese.
I love Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Is that interesting, though? She's not what, if you mapped out feature by feature what beautiful is, it wouldn't be Reese Witherspoon's
face. I think
she's
cute.
But she is cute. She's very cute. I mean, there you go. You want to say, what does cute mean? Look at Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Her daughter, too, is, I think, maybe 19.
Oh, they look identical.
Yeah,
really?
It's like a mirror image. Yeah,
I've never seen
a picture of her.
Yeah, they're like twins.
Pion, where'd you see her daughter?
Just, you know, through one of her...
Is that
that
thing
called porn? No, I don't think Reese or her daughter have appeared in any of those movies yet.
I don't think so.
Just through one of her social media pages, I think that Reese posted a picture of the two of them, and it looked like a mirror. Yeah.
Well, I can see where she could look like her own daughter. She looks 25 or something.
Reese well, and the who was the dad? He's really cute too. What's his name?
Ryan Felipe.
Yeah. So yeah. Between the two of them, they're bound to have good looking children.
And then the last thing I'm going to do is give you 5 recommendations for shows to go back and check out from this year. OJ Made in America. I think if you didn't watch that, you should. The Night of on HBO was excellent. BoJack Horseman. This is the animated show.
Like that ought to be dirty or something.
No, he plays
I'm its voice. A man, BoJack and Horseman. Soft shoe.
Sorry, Colin. That's fine.
I'm laughing at that.
Who is that?
It's Mr. Bojangles. Yes. And he tried to make it funny.
It's an animated series in which Will Arnett plays, he gives the voice of a horse that was in a show in the 90s.
You know the guy who they say is so difficult to work with? His brother won't Arnett. They can't get him to do anything.
Oh, my
thanks, Pion.
You're Dan left.
Dan's easy.
Atlanta.
Derailed.
Atlanta on FX right. Was also very good. And then the last one, Casual, which I believe was on Amazon. Catastrophe on Amazon. Sorry. Catastrophe on Amazon. Rob Delaney. I can't remember the female actress, but season one is they had a one-night stand. She ended up getting pregnant, and now they have to raise a kid together. It's very funny.
You see, and to Alyssa Edelman,
a one-night stand. I will explain what that is.
When you have premarital sex, somebody
<What's that>?
Can get. Good one. Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Okay. Colin Jeffrey trying his best to do a segment that was broken into about 40 pieces, thanks to us, mainly me. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. Alyssa and Amanda, I know that other people are listening in, and this is a private conversation, but I don't want this time to get away. Oh, we should have mentioned this to them. When Alyssa said, I said premarital sex, and she said, what's that? I think she deserves an answer. Young people, when they ask a question, they deserve.
Doesn't that mean before you're married?
Yes, it does. And just the sound of it, isn't it? Sounds disgusting.
Horrible.
And dirty. Yes. And listen, that's what it is. It's when two people decide to have relationships outside of marriage. That's premarital sex.
What do you mean by relationships?
Well, closeness to each other physically, you know.
So hugging or
beyond hugging. And the fact that you don't know what else we're talking about, that's great. That's a good sign. Or it means you're tremendous actresses. I'm going with that choice right there.
Since you just found out about the car about a month ago.
Yeah. <that's right. clears throat> So I'm in. Oh, and Amanda said, hey, you're going to talk about Battle of Dental Care. Yes, I am. I'm doing that very soon. Why? Did you want to help?
Okay. No, well, I was just going to say I'm going there soon.
You're a patient. You've been going there since you were born.
Yeah.
Alyssa, are you happy with your dentist?
Yeah, I am.
You're supposed to say.
Is that, no, I'm not.
No.
I'm just kidding.
We're big on honesty here, and if you're happy with your dentist, I think that's great. But what's sad, Alyssa, is you think you're happy with your dentist. It's kind of like if all you ever lived in was a sort of an enlarged outhouse that people used to poop in, but now that's your home, and that's all you ever knew. And if somebody said, hey, are you happy in your old outhouse home? You'd say, sure. And then they'd say, well, come with us. And they take you in a real house. Why, you didn't even know that something like that existed. You think, well, I thought I was happy. Now I'm really happy. Kind of the same thing. You think you're happy with your dentist. Just because your dad, who's been on the show forever and knows Ballast Dental Care, has not taken you there. And now you are a year away from making your own decisions, and I say when you can, one of the first would be an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Would you consider that?
Yes.
That took too long.
Me? I didn't know you were talking to me.
No, you. Would you consider an appointment at Ballast Dental Care?
Yes.
Yay.
This is where you know, Dan, that your child can make good decisions. And that's always good to know. Ballast, I've been going there 43 years. Amanda, tell them how old you are again.
28.
That means 28 years she's gone to Ballast Dental Care.
I'm going there in a couple of weeks for my checkup.
Couple of weeks. See, that's how it goes. And this is all we ask. There's a song. I think the name of it is This Is All I Ask. It's an old song. This is all I ask. This is all I need.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. How's the rest of it go? Thank you. How's the rest of it go?
Beautiful girls. Oh, beautiful girls, walk a little slower when you walk by me. Lingering sunset, stay a little while before the lonely sea.
Wow.
I feel like I'm on American Idol.
That's where I got my talent. Now I know.
Yeah, you know. So, Ballast Dental Care. Look, if anybody's qualified to give a testimonial, it's me, 43 and a half years.
And 28 here.
For Amanda at Ballast Dental Care. And one day soon, Alyssa, when she's on her own, she'll start making, I'm 21 now. I can change things. I don't have to do them the way my dad did them, my mom did. And that's when Alyssa will proudly come and go, oh, my goodness, I just made my first appointment at Ballast Dental Care. I can't believe it was great. I can't wait to go back. And that's true. You don't know what that's like now if you're not a patient, because you can't imagine looking forward to a dental appointment. Believe me, it can happen at Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care, again, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. BallastDentalCare.com.
All right. Tim, would you like to sing, too? You can sing some traffic for us.
Oh, Tim, my daughter,
Tim.
Amanda, wants to say hi, Tim.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, now stay away from him.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
Hey, Tim, Alyssa wants to say hi.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Alyssa. Wow, you had a daughter. She really do have a daughter.
I know.
Never mentioned it.
After a secret all these years.
Yeah, really. We thought it was a joke. Hey, if you're coming in on eastbound Highway 5564, things are stacking up now from 70 through about 3rd Street. You also have, I think the sunlight was really causing this problem on westbound Highway 44 between the Merrimack River Bridge and Highway 141. You did have a tractor trailer that had an engine fire out toward Highway 109, so you're looking a little bit slow out from Lewis Road. If you're traveling eastbound on Highway 70, they're doing some road work in Jonesburg, and things are jammed back to High Hill. And this traffic report brought to you by Sprint. This holiday season, switch to Sprint and learn how you can give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Dash to your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holiday, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-8108.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-8108. That's 1-800-500-8108.
Want to know one simple thing you can do to flatten your belly? Hi, I'm Dr. Timothy Goodwin. If you've tried diet after diet and still have a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated, which means you might just need to do one simple thing. Call the following number for a free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-900-9460. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. That's why it works. As a doctor, I recommend it. And as I tell my patients, if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, just reduce use to every other day. If you want to flatten your belly, there is one simple thing you can do. Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics while they're still giving them away for free. 1-800-900-9460. Hurry, call now for details. 1-800-900-9460. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-900-9460.
Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-1196. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-1196. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-1196. That's 1-800-600-1196.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000-square-foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite, at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Are you planning on building a home, remodeling your kitchen, or simply replacing your home appliances? How about Bosch appliances at The Appliance Discounters? These Bosch designs include convection ovens with side swing oven doors, induction cooktops, and for healthy cooking, check out the steam ovens. Right now, receive 10% back when you purchase three or more Bosch appliances at The Appliance Discounters. On top of that, when you purchase the extremely efficient and quiet Bosch dishwasher, The Appliance Discounters will pay for the installation. That's another $150 savings. Shop any of our six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
All right, we're trying to manipulate a, this is a special edition, and we're trying to manipulate a quick chord here because I wanted to play it. You know, we'll do it after the break. We'll do it after the break. We, meaning my daughter is here. Again, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Dan Strauss's daughter, Alyssa, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Here's what I'd like to do. We don't have a lot of time. We have a few minutes, and if Alyssa, if you don't mind doing this, are you a joke teller?
Yeah.
You are?
Sure.
Now that's very unusual. Because girls usually don't tell jokes. So what I'd like to do is we're gonna find that. Now you have to back this up.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you the same joke I always use if we're with people and women go, I just can't tell a joke. This is the test to see whether they can. I'm gonna tell you the joke and you're gonna tell it back to me, okay?
Okay.
And Dan, no prompting, no helping, no notes, no writing. Okay. A man is walking down the street, and coming toward him from the opposite direction is a young blonde woman. And as he gets closer, she sees that he has a bag over his shoulder. And the young blonde, as he gets closer and closer, she stops him and she says, excuse me, that bag is something moving. What's in the bag? And he says to the young blonde woman, he says, well, they're puppies. She says, oh, my goodness, I love puppies. And then the young blonde says, if I guess how many puppies are in that bag, can I have one? He says, sure. He says, in fact, if you guess how many puppies are in this bag, you can have both of them. She says, five? Okay, now, tell me that joke.
From start to finish?
Yeah. It's a one-minute joke.
Wow. Can I, like, summarize it, or does it have
No, to... just tell the joke.
Wait a minute.
No, just tell the joke. Just tell the joke. Go ahead.
Okay, so blonde woman walking down the street. There's a man with a bag that's moving, and they are walking towards each other, and she says to him, "What's in your bag?" And he says, "Puppies." And she says, "Oh, I love puppies. Can I touch one?" And
no, you're right. Yes.
And he says, "Yeah, if you guess how many are in the bag, you can have them." And she says, "Oh, really?" And he says, "Yeah, you can have both of them." And she says, "Okay, five."
You know, at least she didn't eliminate something.
He recovered,
she did recover. Well put, she recovered. Mandy, you want to take a run at that joke?
Okay, That's the same one?
Same joke.
Okay. Well, no. There was a man walking down the street, and he saw a blonde coming towards him. And the blonde notices a bag that this guy has on his shoulder, and it's moving. So she goes up to him and says, "Hey, you have a bag on your shoulder, and there's something in it." And he said, "Yeah, there's puppies." She goes, "I love puppies. If I guess how many puppies are in your bag, can I have one?" He said, "Actually, if you guess how many there are, you can have both of them." "Oh, there are five."
Oh, so good.
I'm thinking she's got it. And forgets the most important line.
The punchline.
Five. Oh, and you can have both of them. What a great joke.
And then she goes, "Oh, five?"
Okay. Alyssa, not bad. I mean, you didn't ruin the joke. You didn't forget the punchline, for example. Let's see. Bill Clinton's on the way. You want me to do my business or bring Bill in and then I'll finish?
You can go ahead and do your business now.
This is the... Amanda's a college graduate. Alyssa, soon to be. When will you graduate, Alyssa?
Hopefully 2019.
Yep. Amanda, do you know what equity is? In a house, there's somebody that have equity.
Yeah, you have money in the house. Like you...
Yeah.
Like you're building equity.
Oh, okay, you got money in the... Okay, that's good. And then, Alyssa, if you have a house worth $300,000 and you owe the bank $100,000, how much equity do you have in the house?
I'm going to go with $200,000.
That would be correct. $200,000. Hey. That's right. So what American Equity Mortgage does, they go, "Oh, you're a homeowner. Well, my goodness sake, sit down. What do you need?" You go, "I'd like to pay off my credit cards," because that's debt. Every time you charge something, you're borrowing money. But it's bad debt if you drag it out because the interest rates are high. So American Equity Mortgage will show you how that can be paid off much sooner, and you're out of debt sooner, and it's just a smart idea all the way around. They'll also show you how, as a homeowner, you can use that equity to borrow money for things like... A wedding? Is that in the near future, Alyssa, for you? A wedding? that laugh I take it means
what?
Nervous.
No, or I'm not about to let you know what my dad doesn't know, that what? I just got married this past weekend.
What?
Yeah, so American Equity Mortgage will show you how to borrow money for things like that, or tuition, or hospital bill, or something you just didn't realize you weren't going to have the money for. The smart way is a homeowner. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. No, we don't use that. Hold on.
We don't do that.
It's a long story.
This
is a very long story. I should have known better.
Isn't it 99.99?
Yes, just
like a
record. That's what I was saying, you guys, I can't breathe.
It's a long story. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I guess we break here, right?
Yes.
All righty. Big Talk 50, KTRS.
Let's check Tim Weiland with traffic, Tim.
Well, we heard the scanner call, and it on eastbound Highway 40, just after Mason, a lady gave birth, and they've got the two right lanes blocked now with emergency vehicles, and things are stacking up a little bit west of Mason. If you're traveling on westbound Highway 44, got an accident that's just after the Merritt Silver Pass. Traffic looks like it's backed up almost to the Merrimack River. Also on eastbound Highway 40, just a little bit busy as you're approaching the Poplar Street Bridge, and westbound 40 drivers slowing from the Science Center through McCausland. You're heavy again from Clarkson down through Boone's Crossing. This report brought to you by DirecTV Now. Rules-free live streaming TV with no hardware installation or annual contracts, and add HBO to your subscription for only $5 a month. Start streaming at DirecTVNow.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Caring for a loved one at the end of life is the most difficult thing you will ever have to do. But with the help of Celtic Hospice, you don't have to face it alone. If you or someone you love has an advanced illness such as cancer, heart failure, COPD, or dementia, Celtic Hospice can help. Our team of compassionate caregivers will provide the symptom management, care, and support your family needs during this difficult time. Hospice care is about choice, how you choose to live, and who you choose to help you. Tell your doctor, I choose Celtic. To learn more, visit us at CelticHealthcare.com.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleve Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or the app STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy to use. The Cleve Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. How's it going?
It's going great. Amanda, say hi to Bill.
Hey, Bill. How are ya?
Hey, Amanda. Happy holidays. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Alyssa,
how are you?
Alyssa, say hi to Bill.
Oh. He didn't even get to answer. I just
hold
asked
on. There we go. Say hi, Bill.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Bill.
Goodness. Okay. Hey, Amanda.
I'm good.
All right. Well, there goes his segment.
Okay. And no more time, I guess, right?
No, you got a whole minute.
You have
a minute. 1 minute, exactly.
All
see what
right.
you did, girls?
Well, the big buzz, I guess, over the weekend, the unfortunate death of George Michael. You know, I was just starting to think, gosh, I sure hope we've seen all the celebrity deaths in 2016, and then wham.
I get it.
Oh, man.
It turns out it really was his last Christmas. That's the song he had. And it's a good thing he didn't have any kids. I mean, they would have lost a father figure.
Oh boy.
George Michael's song humor.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, thank you. And finally this afternoon. Awful, I know.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yeah, I understand today he made it to the pearly gates, and the angel said, but Michael, do you have faith?
More reference to his music, yeah.
All right, probably going to hell, sorry.
You're going anywhere.
Brought to you this afternoon by the Cleve Cab on the level and all the big five. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Alyssa, did you know who George Michael was?
No, I can't.